talk.
Mr. Kraft, you've been preparing for a number of years for this Apollo program. You went through Mercury, through Gemini, aiming toward the ultimate mission, Apollo, and landing men on the moon. How do you feel about preparations for the manned part of the Apollo missions now beginning?
Well, fortunately, I think we're finally getting into shape where the Apollo program is going to move very rapidly. I think the command and service module, which is the module we're going to fly in October with Shira and his crew, has really matured in the last year and a half because of the major modifications that we've made to not only the fire prevention but a number of other spacecraft systems.
Won't you say which we're now going to fly, because it'll be about the date.
Okay. That is the spacecraft we're about to fly very shortly.
Right, I'll clip that in with the rest of that sentence.
Now, I have several reasons for feeling that way. Over the last year, we've made several unmanned flights, two of which were with the command and service module, and they were very successful. And even to those systems, we've made a number of improvements and modifications, which ground tests have shown to be very profitable, and it appears that the command module is really ready to withstand all of the tests that we're about to put it to. And I feel, therefore, that the program is going to move very rapidly. Now, I'd like to be able to say the same thing about the lunar module. I don't think I can. I think that we found that the lunar module, although we've had one unmanned flight with it, it flew reasonably well, but we found in the initial checkouts with this spacecraft that we are having problems with it, and it is younger than the command module, has had a lot less experience with it, and I think that's where we're going to have our problems in the next year. And I think we will be concentrating even more our effort to get that spacecraft in reasonable shape so that we can have the same kind of confidence in it that we now have in the command module.
How much more confident will you feel in the whole system after one manned flight with the command and service module, Apollo 7?
Well, there's no question but what the whole team, Apollo team, needs a manned flight. And I think you'll find that after we have made this one manned flight, and I look for it to be very successful, I have a great deal of confidence that it will be, that will restore the confidence in the entire Apollo team. And that will give us a lot more of stepping stone, a lot more base to then plan a lot of things for the coming year.
Chris, help me evaluate how many years and about how much has been spent in preparation for Apollo up to this point. Could you give me a quick summary there?
Yes. In terms of dollars, I'm not sure I know the figure, but we've been working on the Apollo program since 1961. That was the year that we went out on the street with the request for proposals on the Apollo spacecraft and made the initial evaluations and selected North American to build the command module. It was shortly after that period that we selected Grumman. It was 62, I believe, to build the lunar module. No, I guess it wasn't that early. It was probably about 63. That's right. It was about 2 years later that we selected Grumman. So we've been working on the lunar module, in fact, for almost 5 years. So in terms of building the hardware and, as a matter of fact, planning the operation, we've been planning the operation for that long. We have a tremendous base upon which to base a flight test program to get to the moon. And a lot of people probably feel that the United States is rushing things by saying that we still have a chance of landing man on the moon in 1969. And I think they based that on the fact that we're so late getting into manned flight in the Apollo spacecraft. But that's probably not a very good bellwether in this case, because we have been working on the program for such a long time. I think we have a thorough understanding of the problems that exist in Apollo. And not only that, we've gotten an awful lot of data from the unmanned vehicles over the past 2 or 3 years that give us a great deal of confidence in what we can do at the moon with regard to the lunar surface and the places we're going to land. The Lunar Orbiter program, the Surveyor program, have given us a great deal of confidence that the design factors we use to design the vehicles are in fact correct. As a matter of fact, somewhat conservative, so that we have a very high degree of confidence that once we get the confidence in the vehicle itself, that our design factors are correct.
And Mercury and Gemini, of course, led to this.
Well, there's no question but what Mercury and Gemini have given us the operational experience that leads us to believe that we really know how to operate in space. We don't know too much about operating in deep space distances, that is, long distances from the Earth, but we don't foresee any great problems. There are a number of problems that we're going to be experiencing when we get out around the moon in terms of communications and navigation, the lighting characteristics around the moon, which we'll want to get some experience with, but I think that will come rather rapidly.
Well, good luck on the beginning of the manned flights in Apollo, Chris, and we'll be talking to you more, and I presume more often, during the next year and a half.
Well, I certainly hope so, because I think the country and the world needs manned space flight again.
Thank you very much, Christopher C. Kraft, Director of Flight Operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.
Okay.